Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to provide you with some golden rules for a good plot. Follow these rules to ensure you have a good plot. Have you spent countless afternoons daydreaming about selling a million copies? If so, you probably have the motivation it takes to write a good novel. However, every good novel has to have a good plot, full of suspense and endless ups and downs. If you want to hit the big time with your novel, you need to focus on your plot structure. While we can't provide the formula for a guaranteed bestseller, we can offer a few basic plot points that can ease your journey down the road to a good plot. Plot rule number one, create a plot skeleton. A plot outline will help you choose a complication and the steps to resolve it. This is a plot. Your character must want or need something and be prevented from getting it. This is a complication. How do they get it? This is the story. Once your character figures out how to get what they want, well, there's your plot. Remember, outlining your plot in advance won't limit your creativity, but rather it ensures a good plot, one that doesn't stray too far off topic. Plot rule number two, flesh out your plot. Fleshing out your plot with colorful characters and a vivid setting will enhance your novel and grab your reader's attention. Be sure to spend time on the little details and stay focused. Nothing is worse than a good plot idea that grows ever more chaotic as the novel progresses. Stories are about change. Every scene should have a turning point, with the character moving from one value to another. Does the character start out sad? They should end up happy, angry, or downright furious. Each scene should push the story towards a turning point, the resolution. Plot rule number three. Bring your plot to a powerful resolution. Have you used each scene and story event to guide your readers to a plot resolution? Now don't let them down. This is your final turning point. How has your character changed from the beginning of the story? Readers don't want to spend an entire day or even week reading a novel just to have the ending fall flat. Be sure to tie up loose ends. Even if you're writing a book series with an overarching plot, you still have to end the mini plots within each book. Plot rule number four. End your story at a natural stopping place. After the climax, wrap your story up as quickly as possible. Don't be tempted to drag it out. Your readers won't like it, and your plot characters will suffer. Remember, the end of the story will be the freshest thing in the reader's mind once they put the book down. Plot rule number five. Make sure your character resolves conflict on their own. Don't rely on an active nature or an unknown hero to clean things up at the last minute. Your audience wants to see your character solve their own problems. Your readers have grown attached to your characters. A good plot will show how these characters have transformed by obstacles they have faced. A final note on creating a good plot. Creating a good plot is not as easy as it sounds. It's like telling a cat that racing through mud, leaping over a fence, pulling off a three-quarter corkscrew, and catching the frisbee in mid-flight, all to a racy samba tune, will finally gain this feline the respect of the dogs in the park. While this accomplishment will likely set some tails wagging, it will be a long time and many sessions of trial and error for that cat to learn such a feat. The same is true for crafting a good plot. Your first attempt might not be perfect. It will take time to practice and come up with a great storyline. And once you've got it, you still have the hurdles of character and setting to overcome. Add a unique writing style to the mix, and you might just have a great novel. However, if you have a good, solid structure for your plot, you can put it in the hands of your characters in any setting and it won't let you down. Remember, our editors are always available to provide a manuscript critique, paying attention to story progression, prose style, and grammar. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.